Chapter 10. Shoot for the Stars. It was the final. Bramrock Stars FC versus the Silverton Shiners. The Shiners' star player was a girl called Jilly. She tried to score in the first minute of the game, but the ball went over the goal. Soon after that, I had the ball. Talia stood near the goal and three Shiners quickly ran at her. Nobody was looking at me, and I quickly kicked the ball into the left corner of the goal. It was 1-0 to us! I was excited, happy, and frightened, all at the same time. I touched the stars on my shirt. I was the team captain. I needed to help them play our very best game. The whistle blew, and the game started again. The Shiners started playing dirty because they were losing. Suddenly, something hit my leg. It was the boot of one of the Shiners players. "What are you doing?" I asked her. "Kicking you," said the girl. Then she stole the ball and kicked it to someone in her team. "Did you see that?" I looked at the referee, but she didn't do anything. The Shiners kept trying to pass the ball to Jilly, but Steph stopped them each time. Then Jilly kicked Steph's ankle as hard as she could. Steph fell down and started to cry. "I'm okay," she said, but we all knew that she was not. "Don't worry," said the first aid man. He moved Steph's left ankle from side to side. "That's the wrong ankle," cried Steph.
"You'll be okay, Steph," Dad said. "We've called your mum."
It was horrible to see her. Steph always looked after everyone. And now her ankle hurt badly.
"Where's your substitute?" the referee asked.
"Most teams have a substitute player. She comes on the field if a player has to leave the game."
"We don't have a substitute," I said.
"Next time, bring a substitute," the referee replied. "Now your team only has 6 players, and you."
She turned to Jilly.
"Yellow card. Do that again, and I'll give you a red card. Then your team will only have 6 players too."
The referee gave the Bramrock Stars a free kick because Jilly got a yellow card. This meant that we could kick the ball anywhere on the field. Talia took the free kick. Layla was waiting in midfield and Talia kicked the ball to her. But the Shiners quickly took the ball from Layla. They were hungry to win, and they played harder and dirtier than before. Ali was great. She saved 5 goals, one after another. But then, just before half-time, the Shiners scored a goal. During the half-time break, Miss Williams and Rhiannon brought us oranges and water.
"They're stronger than you are," Miss Williams said, "and they've also played more football. You must fight as a team, then you can win. Your strengths are different from the Shiners."
"They think that they'll score another goal and win very easily," I said, "because we only have 6 players. But they don't play like a team, and we do. That's our strength. Listen, I have an idea."
The Shiners quickly scored another goal in the second half. Now it was 2-1 to them. They hugged and celebrated on the field for a long time. After that, they played safe. They didn't try to score. They only defended.
2 minutes,
Rhiannon shouted. It was time for our plan. I ran down the right wing
and passed the ball to Talia. For a second, she looked from me to the goal.
Follow the plan, Talia, I thought.
I moved to a good position to score, and the Shiners' defenders and their goalkeeper all ran at me. Nobody was looking at Talia. She kicked the ball past the defenders and at the goal. The goalkeeper tried to change her direction. Now it was a race between the ball and the goalkeeper.
Goal!
Our plan worked, and the game finished 2-2. Now it was time for penalties.
The first team to score 3 goals wins the game, the referee said.
Both teams scored 2 penalties each. Victoria Chatton was the last Shiners player to take a penalty. She kicked the ball, too low and too wide. Ali easily saved it. The score was still 2-2. Now it was my turn for a penalty. My mouth was dry and my hands were wet.
Focus, I thought.
There were many voices in my head.
You never learn. You can do this. You can't. Focus. Shoot for the stars.
I kicked the ball, and it went over the line and into the back of the net. Suddenly, the referee was blowing her whistle and people were cheering loudly because
we did it!
Dad gave me a big hug, and then the Bramrock Stars spoke to Gail Gallagher, a writer from the Brighton Chronicle newspaper.
How do you feel?
She asked us.
It feels wonderful, Charlie said.
Then all the Bramrock Stars spoke to Gail.
Is there anything more that you want to say?
Gail asked at the end.
You can call us the Dream Team, I said.
An hour later, Alana Young gave us our medals and trophy. In the past, Alana was a professional football player. She invited the Bramrock Stars to a special training practice after Christmas. Then, Rhiannon said,
Steph's mum says her ankle isn't too bad. She'll be able to play football again after Christmas.
Finally, it was time to go home.
I sent Mai a video of the penalties, Dad said, smiling.
My dream has come true today, I said. At home, there was a banner on the wall above the stairs. It said, Congratulations, Jazz. Then I saw Mai. She was holding a very strange cake. It was high on one side and low on the other. On the cake, it said, Congratulations to our Jazz. Always shoot for the stars. We all looked at the cake and then laughed. Mum gave me the first slice. It was made with love, and it was wonderful. It was Christmas. Mai and I were having dinner together. Mai sat next to me.
Are you sad that you have a daughter like me? I asked, because I do everything wrong.
Mai looked at me with surprise.
I'm so happy to have the kindest, bravest, funniest daughter in the world.
She smiled at me. I think that you'll play for England one day.
What makes me happy?
You, Jazz. Win or lose, you're always a star. Then she kissed the top of my head.
Mai might not come home, I thought, but she's always here for me. I looked up at the sky. Sometimes it was difficult to shoot for the stars, but it was always important to try.
Penguin Readers, Jazz Santos versus the World, Priscilla Manti, Level 3. Retold by Maeve Clark. Illustrated by Anglika Dewi Angreni. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Neka Okoye. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2024.